I think that's a lot easier. Now, back to the thing. Especially, I think in the old days, they wear these three-piece suits more. Mm-hmm. And they'd have pants and a coat and a matching...
A blouse, I guess you'd say.
Well, I mean for men.
Oh, for men.
Yeah.
Best.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Then when you were small, and you had boys in your family, mm-hmm. How did they refer to the type of pants that they wore?
The trousers?
Yeah.
A lot of times they said breeches.
Oh, they did?
Because mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was, again, handed down a long ways, I'm sure.
Now, did they ever make, did you ever see homemade ones? Did they?
I don't think I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've heard Plunk's mother talk about that. She made her boys. They also were foreign their boys, and she made those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
we used to laugh because I said my mother's a typical educator, and I think because she couldn't do anything with her hands except cook.
Mm-hmm.
She was a marvelous cook, but to sew or anything like that, it was a big joke in our family.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Most educators don't have time to learn that kind of thing.
I don't think that's probably true. Another thing, if you you stuff a whole lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge.
And if something that wasn't treated or wasn't vaporized or whatever they call it, and you washed it in hot water, you say that it
shrank. Uh-huh.
And if you were talking about something that had this, you know, had shrunk up, and you'd say, well, it no longer fits me, but last year it...
It fit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And, if you were talking about a woman who likes to stand in front of the mirror all the time and...
Cramp.
Yes. And like a woman who likes to put on fancy clothes, you say she likes to...
I think the old word was doll. Doll.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
That's good. And what do you call a small leather container with a clasp on it to carry coins in?
Purse.
And one of these you call them?
Bracelet. Mm-hmm.
And, what would men wear like to hold up their trousers?
Belts in my day.
Now,
of course, and some people, I had an uncle who still wore suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And around your neck, you'd wear for jewelry.
A necklace, or they had lockets.
Mm-hmm. And now, what about where they had things, little things strung together? They called them
beads.
And when it rains, you'd hold over your head. You'd have them.
When I was a little kid, they called them parasol.
Mm-hmm. And then that was the earlier term you'd heard.
Mm-hmm.
Was,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, then after that, it was changed to
umbrella.
And on a bed, what you call the fancy top covering.
Yeah. For some reason or other, and as I say, I guess a lot of this came down from my mother too, was counterpin, not counterpane.
Mm-hmm. But
counterpin, they called it, and I don't know why they're.
Mm-hmm. And at the head of the bed, you'd put your head on a
pillow.
And did you ever see one of those, one that would be big enough for two people?
A pillow? There was a bolster.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You've mm-hmm. seen that. Yeah. And now, one of those things that cost so much nowadays that are made out of patchwork, you call that, that people put on the bed with for warmth.
Comfort?
Yeah.
Comforter?
Yeah.
It was just called a comfort
uh-huh.
then. I don't know why.
Well, now, how would that be distinguished from a quilt? Well,
They were tacked differently.
Oh, I see.
They were tacked in squares. A quilt was quilted.
I see. And so that's mm-hmm. the difference between one of those mm-hmm. and a quilt. Oh, yeah. That's very interesting. And what about if you put down quilts or something on the floor for kids to sleep on?
That's a pallet.
And now this next part is about different types of land. And you.